Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. I'm Ewan Rankin. All the technology news in around 5 minutes. HP has told the court in opening statements that Oracle owes them billions over breach of contract. It's to do with Oracle's decision to move database software away from HP's Intel Itanium servers. In a protracted case that's going on in Santa Clara Superior Court, this could go on forever. But if it's actually found to be true, old Larry might be selling a few condos. E3 is well underway, of course, and Microsoft had its Smart Glass preview. Now, everyone thought Smart Glass was AirPlay, and guess what? It is. Smart Glass is coming on the Xbox 360 and the Windows Phone, and it uses Kinect, and it's got a ton of other stuff, and it's fine and dandy. Microsoft has also debuted on X. It's for Android, and it's like those wiggly parentheses, and it's going to automate your life, apparently. So effectively, it's Siri for your Android phone. Will it work? We'll have to wait and see, eh? Now, what is really smart glass is Corning's flexible, paper-thin Willow glass. It's been produced for LCDs and OLED screens, and it's literally as thin as paper. There's a picture on Tech Radar where you can bend it into all kinds of shapes, and it doesn't snap, and it's still strong. Wow. Is it going to take over from Gorilla Glass? Well, it'd make the iPhone an awful lot lighter, wouldn't it? LG may be in your next smart device at 5 inches. They've previewed the world's first FHD 5-inch screen. It's at the Society for Information Displays Convention in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm sure Andy Anatko's there, but it doesn't look like it's a barrel of ass with that title, does it? What's really cool about this thing is it's 5 inches and it's full 1920 by 1080. So there's your resolution stuff right there. 440 pixels per inch. Very, very good. Full HD TV quality, and it's got AHIPS technology, which stands for Advanced High Performance In-Plane Switching. No idea what that does. None whatsoever. Not even interested in looking. Nintendo has kicked off its E3 previews with a few little teasers. It's got a concept video for the Wii U, and it looks good. It's fine. Apparently, they've done some tests on the battery life, and the batteries only run for 3 to 5 hours at maximum, depending on what game you're playing. So it might have a few limitations. Is the new Wii U the way forwards? According to the pundits that have had a go, they say it's no Wii Sports. Definitely not. Sony have released the Move Racing Wheel. This is a connected device that you put your motion into, and it tracks the motion, and it gives it superb racing quality on your PS3. It looks pretty silly, really, but it probably works passably because the Move isn't exactly the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm not going to get one. Nah. Now, finally, there's an Apple fact instead of an Apple rumour. Stocks are dwindling of the Mac Pro. Yes, the current iteration of the Mac Pro is slowly disappearing, suggesting that there may well be an upgrade. Now, if they're going to get rid of stocks that are existing, then they'd be pulling stuff because they were going to have a form factor change, I would say. So I'd expect a Pro that looks completely different if it's getting an upgrade at all. There's also a spec sheet leaked out, supposedly, from a 13-inch MacBook Pro, showing that there is no Retina display, but it is going to come in thinner, and it's going to have a Sandy Bridge processor, Core i5. At 2.5 gigahertz with an HD graphics 4000 GPU. But that's it, there's no further details. And Belkin has upgraded its Thunderbolt Express dock to USB 3 and eSATA as well as, and the price has gone up from $299 to $399. Someone is bending us over when it comes to Thunderbolt. Is it Apple or is it the manufacturers trying to ride the coattails? I don't know, but I'm upset. Why don't you ring me up on Thursday night and have a vent yourself on the Rage Show? 9:30, I'll be there. Yeah, and angry. iCade has released the Mobile and the Core. They're available and they're up for shipping right this minute. They're the people that brought you the iCade arcade cabinet for the iPad. Well, they've brought you out the Core, which is a small joystick that's available for your iPad. That's $100. And they've also got the iCade Mobile, which is a little clip-together thing that goes around your iPhone or your iPod Touch, and it's $80. The joystick's vastly overpriced, though, I would have said. Now, do you like drawing on your iPad? Yep, well, I hope you do, because we've got the fantastic iPad artist Paul Kirkle, who's made some brilliant posters for the Bash in July. He is going to love this because serious artists are the core market. It's the hand glider iPad glove. Basically, it's a little glove that goes around your last two fingers and wraps around your wrist, and it stops you from activating the touch screen with anything but the stylus. What a great idea. At the moment, if you want to buy this thing, and it's not cheap, it's $25, you can do the same kind of thing using a piece of tissue paper wrapped around your fingers. Yeah, who am I to know? I can't draw saving my life. Toshiba has debuted a widescreen ultrabook. This is interesting. The ratio is not 16:9, it's 21:9. So the resolution on your screen is 1792x768. It weighs in at 3.5 pounds, it's got 14 inches across the screen diagonal, and it's got Ethernet, HDMI and 3 USB ports as well on the side. It looks really nice, actually. It's whether it's any power or not, and whether you actually want it to watch movies, I suppose. And finally, guess what happened yesterday? The Apple II was 35 years old. Yes, in 1977, on June the 5th, you could buy the first Apple II. It went on sale officially, and it revolutionised home computing. Well done, Apple. I hope you kept yours, because if it works, it's worth a fortune. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at British Tech News and Facebook at British Tech Network. We're going to be back again tomorrow. We've got the big show at 8 p.m. and then straight afterwards we'll have the Rage Show, where you can dial in and you can vent your spleen on all things tech, or you can just have your say and talk about things in general. You don't have to be angry. And then on Friday it's the usual lineup: Photo at 2 o'clock, and then Show at 3. Good guest planned, I promise. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.